The word today is will. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. When we are functioning properly as human beings, our actions are in agreement with our wills. God has given us freedom of choice, and our will goes a long way in determining how we feel and how we act. Here with some guidance on this matter is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Will.
I'd like to spend some time today talking about the will of God. We've talked about the fact that our bodies are a gift from God and all of our talents and all of our abilities, and that they are to be used to glorify God, that Jesus Christ lives within those who are believers, and that he wants us to express our faith in a tangible way as we help others and as we serve others. Now, I'm sure it gets a little confusing, probably, when we talk about the will of God, because there are a lot of things that happen in a person's life that certainly can't be explained away by saying it's the will of God. Now, I've had people that have tried to take whatever happens and turn it into something that they can say is truly the will of God. Now, that's kind of ridiculous, it seems to me. Let's take, for instance, an accident. Let's say there's a serious accident and people are not only killed but also crippled for life and so on. Let's just take that as an illustration. Can you say that that's God's will? Of course not. That's ridiculous. God is not the author of evil. God is not anxious to see people crippled up and so on. So then, why does it happen? How can you explain it in the will of God? Well, let me dissect that phrase, the will of God, a little bit. I think it'll be helpful if we do that, and maybe it'll help you to understand the dilemma of some of this reasoning that goes on even in the minds of Christians. Let's, for instance, understand that there is the permissive will of God, and then there is the holy will of God. Let's talk about those two phrases in a minute, and I believe in the process it'll help to clarify this issue. When we talk about the permissive will of God, we're talking about the fact that God permits things to run their course and to happen that are not necessarily in agreement with his holy will. Let's go back to that accident, for instance. Let's think of it in terms of a permissive will. Let's say someone is rebelling against God. Let's say someone's driving their car 120 miles an hour recklessly. Let's say they're drunk. Let's say they're mad, whatever the situation. Now, this certainly does not describe somebody that is following the perfect will of God. They're in rebellion against the will of God. Now, God may very well let that happen, that accident occurs. He could have stopped it and prevented it, but generally doesn't, because he lets the course of the world take its course. The same way, if you drink a quart of bourbon a day, chances are you're going to end up with cirrhosis of the liver. Now, when that occurs and the doctor says you have cirrhosis, don't say, "Oh, I wonder why God did this to me." God didn't do that to you. You did that to yourself by your own drinking habits. And so you have to be very careful when you start to blame God for things that you've brought upon yourself, things that you actually, as a matter of fact, have rebelled against God with, and the effects of those things have now taken place. So you have the permissive will of God. It's almost like saying, let's say that in your heart and mind you have decided you're going to do something. Maybe you're going to rob a store, or maybe you're going to do something evil. And it's true, God could kill you and strike you dead so that you wouldn't be permitted to carry that out. But the odds are, the chances are, you're going to go on living, and you're probably going to do that thing against the will of God. God permits that. He permits rebellion against him, even. Isn't that incredible? And yet, his holy will is going to work its way out even through that evil. That's why God can take an accident. God can take something that is rebellious and turn it to the good. God can use that illustration in that person's life to teach them something and to shape them up. If you ever walk into a hospital room and someone says, well, I know why I'm here, chances are it'd be a good idea not to contradict them, because if God is bearing in on them and giving them a burden, the chances are they're unrepentant or some other thing is going on, and you better let that be between God and that person. On the other hand, if the person says, you know, I feel I'm right with God, I'm close to God, I'm walking with God, I just don't understand why this accident happened. And I don't understand why I have this problem or why I have cancer or whatever the problem is. If they are confused by it, I think the simplest thing to answer is to say, there may not be a reason. There doesn't have to be a reason for every single thing that happens. Here on this earth, there are many evil things that take place, many accidents, many difficulties, many complications, many problems. As a matter of fact, it's likely in most people's lives that you're not going to have more than one or two happy days in a row without some kind of a problem. Someone in the family or someone in the relationship or some other thing at work or something in your own personal life or some physical need. Life is full of problems. It's just overflowing with problems and difficulties. And as a matter of fact, that's what life is here on earth. It's solving problems and facing difficulties. Thank God, from the Christian perspective, we don't do this alone. We know that Christ is in us and lives in us and is with us. And as a result, it gives us courage. It gives us strength. It gives us a new vigor and a new vitality to face whatever the problem is, because we know Christ, according to his holy will, can take that evil and turn it to our good. He promises that in his word. He says he will turn even the evil things that occur here on earth in our lives, he will turn them in such a way that they will end up being a blessing to us and end up being something he can use for our furtherance in our Christian life and for our witness to him. You know, that's a beautiful thing to keep in mind when you're going through a desert. And I mean by this something of grief and sorrow and all kinds of difficulties. Sometimes they seem to come in pairs, sometimes in threes or fours. And it can get you down a little bit if you forget the fact that you're living here on earth. You know, these are very natural, normal things that happen here on earth. And we need to be aware that God is aware of them. God, who is with us, God will take them and change them and turn them into a wonderful thing for us. I remind people, I can remember when my daughter was going through months of despair and sorrow and grief over the death of her first husband and the brutal murder that occurred. It just was devastating. And whenever a person goes through a death like that or a trauma or some incident in their life, you can take any major issue in your life that's had an evil element to it, a negative element to it that's discouraged you and defeated you. Whenever you're going through a desert like that, I remind people, just keep in mind God is refining you. God is permitting this to happen according to his permissive will, but his holy will is not going to be interfered with. His holy will is for your salvation and for your deliverance and for your welfare. And he will turn this in his time, and in his way. He will turn this to be positive for you and to be a blessing for you. And I think I've noticed, observing in my life and observing in the life of others near me, I think I've noticed when this time, what I call a time of desert, a time where you feel all alone, a time where you feel down, and there's a grip of despair and discouragement, and it looks like it'll never end. I went through a period like that in my life of over 2 years. So I'm not just talking, you know, 10 days, 15 days. It could be. Maybe it's a month or two. maybe it's a half a year, or maybe in my case it was several years, I have the feeling, and I don't know if I can necessarily prove this biblically, it's just a feeling that I have, that the longer you're in such a desert experience, that when the blessing comes, it's that much greater and that much more magnificent. I don't know if I can prove that every time, but so what? It's just the way I feel. I think it's the way God operates, that he sees you going through a test and a difficulty, and usually his blessing and his turning of the events and changing things in your life doesn't occur until you're really desolate, until you're really totally dependent on him. In my case, that was the case. And I can remember lying prone on the floor, face down, stretched out before God, saying, Lord, I don't have anything else I can do. I don't have another thought I can use. I don't have another plan. I don't have another opportunity. I don't have anything I can do, Lord. I am totally dependent upon you. Your will be done in my life. Whatever that will is, may that be done in my life. And that's when God steps in, when we're totally desolate and when we're totally out of hope. He steps in and he says, okay, now, time to stand up, time to get renewed, time to be healed, time to be strengthened, and I will show you my love. Now, God promises this for the entire nation. He says, when a nation repents and returns to me, I will lift them up. I will protect them. I will hold them up. I will deliver them. We need to remember this not only in our individual lives, but in the lives of every congregation, in the lives of the whole country of America. We need to remember this. Return to the Lord. Ask his forgiveness. He promises he will forgive. He promises he will renew us. And once we have said, O Lord, be our God, he says, I will be your God. And he will deliver us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Coping with Life. This booklet gives directions on how to live a full Christian life and applies principles from the Bible to the problems that touch your life every day. So write today for your free copy of Coping with Life. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.